He is the one who created the drums that make this sound. Frank Giorgini's Udu drum is a clay pot drum modeled after the Nigerian side-hole pot drum. It is made entirely of clay in the form of a narrow-necked vase-like vessel with a circular hole in the side in addition to the opening at the top. The sound is one of deep air resonance articulated by quick, bright percussion, at times light and bubbly, at times profound. The word Udu means pottery and peace in the Igbo language of Nigeria. We're told the Udu's low, haunting vibrations are as pure and as spiritual as a heartbeat. Norman Bloom proclaims, "When you first strike one of Frank Giorgini's Udu drums, what comes out seems utterly improbable. A moist, resonant boom that evokes the earth from which the instrument grew. The drum's voice is so round, so charged with primal, muddy warmth, that it's not surprising people in all idioms of music are seduced. At the same time, they exemplify the mathematical concept of elegance, of just rightness, of lack of waste. They are totally efficient sound producers. Efficiency, it seems, is simple and beautiful, and sounds like the earth's own heart." Sounds like the earth's own heart. That from udu.com, Frank Giorgini's website. It's not surprising that Lisa Jeannot was drawn to the Udu drum, to making these earthen vessels that at times sound like the heartbeat of the earth. As a child in Haiti, she played not an instrument, but with the unformed earth, the mud, though that mud surely made slapping sounds and such. And she fell in love with the clay she came to work with in school, and she became a ceramic artist, studying in Spain and Italy, and returning to her home where her heart was, to Haiti. In 2010, the world of the Haitians was shaken catastrophically. The earth broke open as a magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck, causing over 300,000 deaths. Ironically, it was the aftermath of the earthquake that took Frank Gorel, ceramic artist and founder with his wife of Moscow Clay Works here in northeastern Pennsylvania, to Haiti, where he met Lisa Jeannot, forming with her not just a vibrant working relationship, but a deep and abiding friendship that has included many trips to New York State to meet and learn from another good friend, Frank Giorgini, whose Udu drums are in the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Back to hearts, though. Lisa Jeannot has been artist in residence here at Moscow Clay Works for years, and the focus of the annual workshop for the public happens to be hearts. Coinciding with two exhibitions, the first opening July 20th at the second floor gallery at Marquis in Wilkes-Barre, and another at the AFA Gallery in August in Scranton, Frank Gorel and Lisa Jeannot paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about Lisa's work and the way their friendship developed.
It's pretty simple that when my wife and I and our two boys, we took a sabbatical in the 2009 and spent 6 months in Italy. And we were at a wonderful community pottery studio called La Marignana. And when we came back, we knew that that was kind of a project that we wanted to do. And so we bought this old 1865 town carriage house and knew that it was a duplex and part of it could be the studio and part the gallery. And because both Susan and I have human service backgrounds, we always wanted to have our mission statement said that we always supported humanitarian projects. And lo and behold, we had our first exhibit in March of 2010. We did an empty bowl project, and it was after the earthquake in Haiti. And a doctor friend of ours kind of asked us if we would be willing to donate the proceeds to the soup kitchen in Haiti. And we, of course, said yes. Because of the success of that, we decided that we should do an exhibit of Haitian ceramic artists as a way of supporting artists one-to-one. And it led me going down on a trip with some of my colleagues from Keystone College. Their contacts in Haiti knew of Lisa, and they took me out in January of 2011, dropped me off in the little town of Cabique, and said, Lisa lives, oh, she's a block away. And we met Lisa that day and said, we're interested in doing an exhibit. And lo and behold, she introduced us to three other artists who put together work. 9 months later, in September, my wife Susan and I and our two boys, Evan and Aaron, we all went down to Haiti and came back with 8 suitcases full of ceramic art. And when we had the exhibit in October of 2011, we did a silent auction of all the work, and we had found out that Lisa's husband was involved in a ceramic water filter factory, and we used those proceeds to donate to the water filter factory. And ever since then, Lisa has been coming every summer to be with us. When we do our group show at the Marquee, we're going to have that little mission statement about how we started and how Lisa's connection has been here. And, you know, the important thing now is that Lisa has been working on a series of ceramic hearts. And kind of the theme that's been evolving that is how she's touched the hearts of all of these local artists, from Judy Ushak to the local people that come to the gallery. And so those 12 or 13 people that have work in the show, they are sharing a little bit of their story, how Lisa has touched their heart. And in the Haitian culture, as we've been learning, the hearts are a very, very important symbol, which I can only begin to touch on, but I know Lisa is able to expound on, you know, those qualities.
I'm curious, before we get to the hearts, how you were drawn to clay as your medium.
I was always attracted to mud because as a little kid, I was constantly playing with mud. And then once they took me to a ceramic studio, and then first time I touched real clay, I knew that it was what I was going to do forever. And I was lucky enough to go to ceramic school in Spain and Italy. And then I'm maybe among the very few people that benefited from the earthquake. The earthquake brought me to Moscow, Pennsylvania, to Moscow Clay Work. And it's been 6 years and I've been coming here every year to work with clay, with nice people.
You've been teaching as well as showing your work.
My work and sharing what I love to do with nice people.
And a blessing. I can interject here that a few years ago, Lisa did a Haitian goddess workshop where she does these incredibly figurative pieces of what are part of her culture. And that was very well attended, and we had a great week, 2 weekends actually, of some local women coming and working on the goddesses in their lives. And as part of this year's work, in August, Lisa will be doing a Sacred Hearts workshop for 2 weekends where people can come and learn the technical process of how to construct these hearts that Lisa makes, but also all of the nuances and the cultural underpinnings of what those hearts mean. So, you know, for us, for my wife and I and our two boys, Lisa's she's our sister. She comes and she's part of the family and she shares these stories, and they have been blessed by having this incredible cultural influence in their lives. And so, you know, that part of Lisa teaching, she not only just teaches through the technical aspect, but by bringing such a unique perspective to our culture and what we see here, just enlivens everyone's lives.
Well, Lisa, there are images in this wonderful volume that was created to tell the story of the Moscow Clay Works Haiti Project. One is a photo of a Sacred Heart that mm-hmm. you've made in clay, but there's also a figure with a beautiful red elongated heart as well. What are some of the suggestions, because the culture is so rich in Haiti, that there's a mixture?
Yes. I know that here voodoo has a connotation of black magic that Hollywood projected, showing movies that are perceived like scary, but that's not what it is. It's totally about love and respect, and it's a beautiful practice. And so if I can show people that it's not what people believe, and get very turned off when they talk, when they hear voodoo, they react very, they get scared. I can understand that, but this is not what it is. So if I can reassure people that it's not what they believe it is.
This is a photo of one of your goddesses.
It's Ezili is the symbol of love, and love in all its aspects. Love, passion, love at all levels. Love for protection and respect. And so it's what I want to express in those two shows that I'm going to participate in. So, and it's also my preoccupation nowadays that we're so much in need of love in this moment.
And each year that Lisa has come, she has created various things in the clay studio, but each year she has made a sculptural piece, okay? And it reflects some of these cultural icons that are in their world. You know, I know in the show that we did in 2013, she did Papa Legba, and there was another figure we have. So we have one in our own collection. We have from the earthquake at the top of our stairs is the...
Oh, that's the Ezili Dantor. She's the protector. So it's another aspect of the love symbol.
So for this, the two shows that we have coming up in the July show at the Marquee and the August show at AFA, Lisa has not only worked on these series of hearts, but she's also worked on a sculpture piece for each one. And even though the character...
Ezili,
it's the same character... The personification changes in each sculpture. So you can see that there's a different aspect to her. So, you know, and when I see them, they reflect all those goddesses in my own life, my grandmother and my mother. I see them in these pieces because the faces will be slightly different and the body postures and that. So this goddess of love takes on so many personifications, and that's what Lisa is able to bring out in each sculpture that she makes. They come alive. People that walk into the studio and they see whatever phase she's in of it, they just blossom. They connect with it. And one of the beauties for us is that because Lisa's mother and her sister have an embroidery factory in Haiti, who we've gotten to know, and we've had dinner with them, and they're part of our family. And so you can see how that's influenced Lisa's work, because in all of these goddesses, she puts lace and fabric into the clay and pulls it, and so that texture is in the clay itself. So they'll be wrapped with a veil, and it'll have all of this unique embroidery and the quality of it. So each sculpture has its own living essence. They're magnificent.
Have you always been making hearts, or did you come to that?
Well, I've been making hearts since after earthquake. I let the clay guide me. And sometimes I have no idea of what's going to come out of the material. And it's good to let the material give hints of what to do.
Most potters that I know, it's Christmas morning every time they open their kiln, because you never quite know what's going to survive the kiln, what the kiln gods are going to take back. It's always an amazing transformation for us that you open it and you know, sometimes you'll peek in when it's a little too hot to see what it looks like. And there's a magical quality each time, because we know from the physical properties of working with clay that there's a transformation that occurs, at the different temperatures and that. So it's really a magical process.
Do you do raku?
I do. It's magic.
And if people don't know, that's live flames.
Yes, and then totally unpredictable. And even when it breaks, it's wonderful.
And when you pull the pots out of the raku vessel, you have ash and soot from the sawdust or excelsior or whatever you're using. And there's a metaphor there about rising up from the ashes. Haiti was devastated in the earthquake, right? It was really...
It was, and it still didn't recover from the disaster. You go there and you have the feeling that it just happened, because it was not only the earthquake. The years after, there were also hurricanes that really complete the disaster.
And yet people are picking up their lives and trying as best they can to put them back together, and again, from the mud and the earth, and so it is with the clay.
Reshaping all the time, every time.
Mm-hmm. For Susan and I, who have gone down, we usually go down in the month of February, and we've been involved in several projects, from a medical mission, because Susan's a nurse, and we've been in the schools doing clay bowls and involved with Lisa's husband's Patrice water filter factory. So when we go down, I think we're always amazed at not only the resilience of the people who have nothing in comparison to the standard of living that we're used to, the average income. As people know, Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and it reflects in the local people. You'll see each morning their young girls are walking to the stream to get jugs of water, because none of the houses have running water. And yet the people are so embracing and kind and loving to us when we're there. We don't feel any, there's not the tension that I would feel sometimes in other places, but people know that we're there to visit with Lisa. And, you know, they just welcome us each and every time that we're there.
What about you and clay and music? Is there any relationship in what you do with music?
Oh, yes, because I took a workshop here of Udu drums. And now I have one of our best drummers playing on one of my instruments, the drum I made. And when I go back, I'll have to produce a few of them, because some other drummers want to use the Udu drums I make.
Have you heard it?
A dear friend of ours from upstate New York, his name is Frank Giorgini, and 30 or 40 years ago, he went to Nigeria and brought back that building technique, and each summer he offers a workshop in Udu drum making. And over the years, Lisa and my wife and even our boys have gone and participated in different aspects of the Udu drum making process. So Lisa has become very adept at making the drums herself and has taken that back to her culture.
How do you know when you've got it right?
Well, before you finish them, you can test the sound.
We have one in our collection now, and when Frank Giorgini brought this process back to the States, you know, he's now a master drummer, and the people that own these, you know, have collected drums from him are some very famous musicians that have them in, you know, they've been in the sound score of movies. And so him sharing that, and, you know, Lisa and Frank have become dear, dear friends, and we try to always make it up. If not to the workshop, he has a wonderful potluck drumming circle, and we've gone up and participated in that as well. So once again, that culture just seems to connect and reconnect with people. And I think what Lisa brings when she's here is such a unique perspective that people gravitate to that.
And so tell us then about how we can participate in the Sacred Heart workshops and tell us the specifics about the shows.
Okay. The first show is going to be a group show at the Marquee, and it opens on Friday, the third Friday in July. It's Friday the 20th. Yes, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m., and it's at the Marquee. And it'll be a group show of the people who have worked with Lisa in the studio. And so it'll reflect, there'll be about 10 or 12 different participating artists. So that'll be the first show. And then Lisa will be doing a show with Gene Adams and Jim Fitzpatrick at the AFA Gallery for the August 1st Friday. So those two shows are right back to back. And then at both of those shows, there'll be information related to the two-weekend workshop that Lisa will be doing August 11th and 12th, and then August 18th and 19th. They're Saturday, Sundays, and people will be able to contact Lisa directly and be able to participate or register for learning how to not only make these hearts, but also a lot of the cultural significance that are related to the hearts.
Have you made a heart yet?
It broke one.
You know, there's so many things. I'm pretty much a studio assistant there. Where I'm loading the kiln and unloading the kiln. And, you know, every once in a while, something bumps against something else when it's going into the kiln. So, yes, I do have to say that one of the hearts that I have is broken.
One of the goddesses I'm making in this moment, that will be hopefully in one of the shows, is the one that repairs the heart. The broken heart. It's still she's Azuli Balian. Her job is she's a heart mechanic. she fixes hearts that are broken.
But I think, you know, for us humans, we understand that for all the love that exists in the world, that there are sometimes broken hearts. You know,
yes.
It's part of being human, and the way that we can respond to those broken hearts is really what is the gift that we have in life.
Frank Gorel, ceramic artist and founder with his wife Susan of Moscow Clay Works here in northeastern Pennsylvania, and Lisa Jeannot, a respected ceramic artist from Haiti, speaking with us about the Moscow Clay Works Haiti project and the residency of Lisa Jeannot this year here in northeastern Pennsylvania. The Wilkes-Barre show will open on July 20th at the second floor gallery at Marquee, 122 South Main Street, again in Wilkes-Barre, with a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. And the show will be on exhibit through September 7th of this year with a number of participating artists. And then there will be an August exhibition with Lisa Jeannot's work at the Artists for Art Gallery, Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton. And in addition, there will be a Sacred Hearts workshop with Lisa Jeannot two weekends in August, August 11th and 12th, and the 18th and 19th at Moscow Clay Works, 223 North Main Street in Moscow, Pennsylvania. For more information, it's moscowclayworks.com, moscowclayworks.com. And Lisa's name is spelled L-I-S-S-A. Jeannot is J-E-A-N-N-O-T. The Moscow Clay Works Haiti Project, featuring MCW artist in residence, Lisa Jeannot, with an exhibition opening Friday, July 20th, with a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. at the second floor gallery at Marquee, South Main Street in Wilkes-Barre. The exhibition running through September 7th. There will be an August exhibition featuring the work of Lisa Jeannot with Gene Adams and Jim Fitzpatrick at the Artists for Art Gallery, Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton. And a Sacred Hearts workshop with Lisa Jeannot, August 11th and 12th, and the 18th and 19th at Moscow Clay Works, 223 North Main Street, Moscow, Pennsylvania. For more information, on the web, moscowclayworks.com, moscowclayworks.com.